good evening, ladies and gentlemen from around the world, across the nation, our cousins in Canada, and just here in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is 6:01 on the West Coast and it's 9:01 on the East Coast. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. This program is brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your weekly host, Linus. Time to time, we will enjoy special guests with interesting commentary on current news events. I will be reporting on the entertainment industry, what's new, who to watch, or the latest gossip. Sports coverage will be weekly as well, with influence on the NFL season. Update on most sports with scores. Politics coverage will depend on the candidate or who is in office and not doing a good job of governing. Health and wellness is close to my heart, so you will receive updates on different health issues that can be improved by what you eat and exercise. Also, health preventions for mind and body. Now, if there's something you'd like to see me discuss on Wednesday night's show In the Studio with Linus, you can reach me at our website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Network. So please do go in, send us a message sometime, let us know how you're doing and how you enjoy the show. So now tonight's show is dedicated to the month of July. Why? Because this month has got so many things going on in it that I'm just telling people, you know, watch your conversations, you know, go slow, think before you speak because it's a lot going on. So first off, we've got the new moon, which comes in tomorrow on Thursday, and then Friday the 13th is our solar eclipse. And it's also Friday the 13th. Ha-ha. Okay, so you got the new moon, the solar eclipse, and Friday the 13th. It's a good time for me in the city. Okay, Friday the 13th, y'all, is always a lucky, blessed day for me. Something good always happens. I don't care if it's financial, relationship, friendship, relatives, whatever. But I tell you, a business, it's something good is going to happen, and it'll be a surprise, but it's a good surprise. So I look forward to Friday 13, and with the solar eclipse, it ought to be doubly good, and it's a new moon. Hello. You know, new moon brings new beginnings, right? Okay. And happy birthday to the Cancers. You know, we're in Cancer period right now. On the 21st of this month, we'll be getting Leo in the sign of Leo. Now, on the 27th is the full moon, and the lunar eclipse, and it's the longest eclipse that we're going to see probably for the next 100 years, which we won't be around. But anyway, it's going to be long, so you'll be able to enjoy it. So I hope everybody still got their solar eclipse glasses from January. You still got those. What time, I don't know, but I'll continue to report about it up until that Friday. So, you know, you can prepare ahead of time and get your glasses to watch it. Now, also starting in this month, we have from the 25th of July or 26th, some calendars have 25, 26, we will be in Mercury retrograde until August 18th or 19th, either one of those days, for 3 weeks. So on top of everything else that's going on, now, you know, Mercury retrograde, when we are in that period for 3 weeks, which comes three times out the year, glory, glory, you got to watch, make sure your car is running good, make sure your computer, your iPad, your tablet is all running up to snuff and everything is fine. Make sure your communications are good because you can suffer through relationships too, you know, and kind of be quiet on your job. Do your job and do the best at your ability. But for those 3 weeks, if you want to go off on somebody, I would hold back until after Mercury retrograde because it could come back to bite you in the ass instead of them. So we have that, right? Okay, and actually, that's enough. So this is why I'm saying we're going to be talking about the month of July, astrology, horoscopes, and the eclipses. So to begin, I'm going to do the horoscopes. I haven't done those yet this month, and I apologize. I usually do it on the first, but I didn't. And I have a guest this month doing the horoscopes, my friend Arif from London. So he's doing them this month. I'm letting him do. He does it anyway, but he's doing it mine as well. So this is nice. He's sharing. So if you're born within the cusp period between the 16th to the 26th of any given month, you're advised to read horoscopes of both signs covered by that period. When you're in the border, you may have influences from houses with those signs. Outlines or longer versions consist of every possible detail of every day and based on three parts of each sign, first, second, and third decan, that is in any of three divisions of 10 degrees within a sign of the zodiac. If you know or don't know your decan, I recommend you please read about all three decans of your sign. Okay, beginning. This is July, for the month of July 2018. Aries, your personal theme, Aries, is I am. Aries is a fire sign, and it's also a cardinal sign. Aries folks are from March 21st to April 19th. This is your horoscope. July brings progress, but the pace will be too slow, and often plans will come undone. Still, don't battle to get things back on track. Changes and circumstances demand a serious and possible frequent rethink, Aries. Besides, since each version is as at an improvement, you'll soon be more relaxed about the outcome. Meanwhile, spend time with those you care about as is important, those who will informed, that are well informed. This combination reminds you what matters most in life. So when you're finalizing plans, probably in August, they'll be wise ones. Things are changing, Pisces, on the home front on the 13th due to a solar eclipse. You won't be fond of many of these transformations. It may be necessary to relocate for work. You might have to take a loss on a property sale. It's even possible you'll have to downsize to a smaller place simply as a cost-cutting measure. Don't worry too much what others will think of this change. The important thing is to remain positive and look for ways to turn this lemon into a brimming pitcher of lemonade. A group collaboration will come to a rapid conclusion on the 27th. That's when a lunar eclipse makes you free to pursue a solo project. As soon as you fulfill your obligations to the team, get started on this personal plan. It will quickly bring you to a higher level of achievement. You are ready for success on your own terms. Two eclipses this month, a solar on July 13th and a lunar on 27th, signal high-paced financial developments. If you haven't already moved into a new career situation, this could now be discussed, Aries. No doubt this would bring with it financial repercussions. These need to be negative. Indeed, in the first 10 days of July, you could make significant financial progress, slightly ahead of the solar eclipse on July 13th. Jupiter turns direct. It does so in an area of your solar chart connected with joint investments. Given this, that the solar eclipse accents property matters, it could be that you and a business or romantic partner determine a long-term investment. A price could be negotiated down to something acceptable by the lunar eclipse on the 27th. Note, though, that Mercury then turns retrograde and that through a handshake arrangement could be agreed that it might be late August before this is signed off. Negotiations of all kinds are likely to be complicated and messy. Accepting this and not moving too fast or too soon would be wise. And that is your horoscope for the month of July, Aries. Taurus. Well, Taurus, your personal theme is I have. You are an earth sign and you are a fixed sign. Taurus is April 20th through May 20th. Your horoscope for the month of July, Taurus. You're in a cycle of dynamic, occasionally unsettling, but vital change. So when July's numerous twists and turns arise, instead of trying to minimize them, explore absolutely everything. What you learn about events and equally the people you meet will broaden your horizons in amazing and most unexpected ways, Taurus. Equally note that because this powerful planetary activity influences everybody, those around you will be rethinking things. Discuss what arises and, where possible, explore together. This will be informative and often deepen important alliances. Now, the solar eclipse on the 13th, Taurus, makes it difficult to operate as part of a team. Although you have good ideas, louder members of the group will discount your suggestions. Trying to be heard will be an exercise in futility. Instead of raising your voice, retreat to a quiet corner. Let everybody else battle things out. Conserve your energy for more rewarding activities, like creative projects or romantic relationships. On the 27th, the lunar eclipse marks a career high point. Being promoted to another department will be a huge feather in your cap, Taurus. Get ready for your close-up. If you have been unemployed, that situation will end. You'll be given a job with lots of room for growth. Don't be afraid to put your ambition on display when your superiors understand that you are eager to move ahead. They'll give you every opportunity to do so, Taurus. Your claim diligence will be greatly appreciated. Now, the lunar eclipse on July 27th mirrors that of July 1934 when Uranus last visited Taurus. It's possible that this date will mark a major financial turning point and possibly a time to find bargains. Since the sun opposes Mars across the backbone of your solar chart that same day, it may be that a career shift is also on the horizon. You might be made aware of via a family situation that makes clear you can't go on as you have been. It may be that you have to call time on an investment that's gone too far as it can. It's mid-month to when Jupiter in your opposite sign turns direct. A strong possibility is that something you own will be super attractive to an investor. It may not be the case that you can name your price, but negotiations could then begin with much excitement. Though the deal might not be concluded for some weeks yet, a sale could effectively rescue you from a potentially messy financial situation. It's further possible, and especially since this solar eclipse is a home-loving sign of Cancer, that you'll give thought to property matters and long-term investments in this area. And that is your horoscope, Taurus, for the month of July. Gemini. Well, Gemini, your personal theme is I think. You're an air sign. You're from May 21st to June 20th is Gemini. Your horoscope for this month, Gemini. Obviously, you've enjoyed hearing what others are up to, but their intriguing plans and dramas could take over your life. The trick, listen enough to learn from their experiences, then focus on dealing with your own unsettling events and equally intriguing offers. Explore what interests you. However, with the swift pace, both short-term plans and your priorities will evolve, so ensure arrangements are flexible. What seems your best option will shift regularly too, probably well into late August. By then, your direction will be clear. Now, your financial security will be determined on the 13th due to a jarring solar eclipse. It may be necessary, Gemini, to pay a legal fee, make an alimony payment, or buy out a business partner. You'll be a little alarmed by your resulting bank balance, but try to stay calm. By being extra resourceful, you'll eventually recoup this loss and move on to bigger and better things. The lunar eclipse, Gemini, on the 27th may find you returning from an extended trip. Wrapping up the terms of a legal matter is another possibility. As soon as you conclude this business, you'll be able to explore greener pastures. Burn off your excess energy with a fitness program. The more physically active you are, the easier it will be to face the challenges ahead. Venturing into unknown territory will be refreshing. You're tired of being held hostage by an old, outmoded arrangement. It might be as well to be prepared for financial upheaval, too. The solar eclipse on July 13 comes just after Jupiter's station. An eclipse tends to mark both an ending and a beginning. It may be that work patterns change and that a cash flow is considerably altered as a result. Note, too, that there is a lunar eclipse on the 27th coming within hours of your ruling planet, Mercury, turning retrograde. Uh-oh. This, too, could bring a financial ripple that is tricky to negotiate. Since by then the sun will also be opposing Mars and another of the air signs, it may be that you experience contractual difficulties. A contract may not be renewed as you'd hope. One way or another, you will need to keep your financial wits about you this month. All that said, and it should be that markets turn downward into the lunar eclipse on July 27th. It might be possible for you to pick up a few bargains. Taking time over the weekend of the 28th and 29th to study financial papers would be wise. Indeed, it may be possible to buy at seriously low prices, with a view to resale before the end of the year and at a profit. And that is your horoscope for the month of July, Gemini. Cancer. Well, Cancer, your theme is I feel. Cancer is a water sign and it's a cardinal sign. Cancer is from June 21st to July 22nd. Cancer, this is your horoscope for July, for the month of July. There's long been talk of changes in your domestic or working life. During recent months, you've discussed, if not explored, options. July is about action, Cancer. Things begin to happen, although with eclipses, a Cancer solar eclipse on the 13th of July and the two that follow triggering shakeups, life's more about exploration and responding to unexpected events or offers than making a single lasting plan. The trick, keep your vision and any arrangements flexible, ensuring whatever you organize can be rethought probably more than once. Getting a personal project, Cancer, off the ground will be difficult on the 13th. That's when the solar eclipse puts a strain on your personal life. Your best friend, romantic partner, or even a professional contact does not want to change the status quo. You're eager to explore new territory. This will create a tug of war that is emotionally exhausting. It may be necessary to decide that you want more, your relationship or your dream. Trust your gut. It has never steered you wrong, Cancer. On the 27th, the lunar eclipse concludes a financial struggle. Money from an inheritance, legal settlement, or insurance refund will finally land in your account, causing you to breathe a sigh of relief. Use this windfall to pay off some bills. Getting out of debt will liberate you to pursue more rewarding projects. You might be able to leave an oppressive job for one that offers lots more creative fulfillment. Don't panic, Cancer, but it's possible that you will encounter more than one potential financial banana skin this month. Much hinges on the solar eclipse in your sign on July 13th. True, it's possible that you've already been affected by this event. Indeed, it could be that since the end of January, your financial position has altered. Between this month's solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse on July 27th could yet prove super expensive. Through this period, you might decide to make a property investment or sell an item that no longer holds value for you. Arguably, the most expensive period is the week beginning Monday, the 23rd of July. It's then that you should apply as much caution as possible, especially at the lunar eclipse, which happens to coincide with Mercury's station. It may be that news concerning a partner or colleague has considerable impact and creates yet another difficulty to be negotiated. All this said, given that Jupiter stations prior to turning direct on July 11th, you could make some wise investments. Through the value of these might not be apparent until the end of the year, you could find bargains, especially over the weekend of the 20th and the 22nd, Cancer. Check that out. So, Cancer, that is your horoscope for the month of July. Leo. Well, Leo, your personal theme is I will. Leo, you're a fire sign like Aries and a fixed sign. Leo is from July 23rd to August 22nd. And this is your horoscope, Leo, for July. During July, even long-standing plans won't go as expected. They'll need a rethink and could still collapse. Actually, that's good. Each version is breaking ground for timely, if not overdue, changes. These may seem impossible. Still, waste no time struggling to sustain what's familiar and equally make a point of exploring unexpected and possibly unappealing options. While these won't make sense now, by the powerful Leo eclipse, new moon on the 11th of August, things won't just come together. They'll be far better than you imagine possible. On the 13th, the solar eclipse will bring an embarrassing secret to light. A jealous colleague will try making trouble for you. If you've been caught posting a tasteless remark on bending the rules, issue an immediate and sincere apology, Leo. Don't just say you're sorry if you offended anyone. Claim responsibility for your actions, Leo, and vow to change your ways. It will take time for people to trust you again, so be patient. The lunar eclipse on the 27th brings an end to a partnership that has run its course. Going solo will be scary but stimulating. Take this opportunity to explore a new lifestyle, hobby, or belief system, Leo. When you pour your energy into activities and beliefs that resonate with your spirit, you'll feel as though you have been reborn. Friends and family may find certain choices strange, but don't worry. This is your life, Leo. Stop seeking outside approval, okay? A dominating factor this month is the lunar eclipse in your opposite sign on July 27th, and which coincides with Mercury retrograde station in your own sign, Leo. The two factors together suggest that much attention will be given to where and how you want to live and work. It may be that you've come to the end of a phase. A valuation may be necessary. Long before then, however, and in between, the last quarter moon on July 6th and Jupiter station on July 10th, a singular carrot could be dangling before you. It may be very hard to balance desire with budget. Yet, with the solar eclipse on July 13th, many people may be amenable to discussing options. A bartering opportunity could occur over the weekend of the 21st to the 22nd, slightly ahead of the sun's move into your own sign. Indeed, it's possible that it's you who will put forward what to others seem a crazy idea, but which would have mutual financial benefit. True, this could leave you on tenterhooks, especially over the lunar eclipse period on the 27th. Before the end of the month, however, Leo, plans could be put in place and agreement reached. It would nevertheless be wise not to move too fast on any of these as a further solar eclipse this time in your sign on August 11th could bring with it yet another opportunity, Leo. And that is your horoscope, Leo, for the month of July. Virgo. Virgo, your theme is I analyze. Ain't that the truth? Virgo, you're earth sign. You're from August 23rd to September 22nd. This is your horoscope, Virgo, for the month of July. Once you understand July is more about the time you spend with those individuals who matter most and equally about who you meet, everything else will make sense. True, there'll be shakeups and arrangements, some long-standing, but what you learn while exchanging ideas with others so alters your perspective that you're soon exploring ideas and activities you once had dismissed. This is superb timing because once you start rethinking both your own objectives and existing plans, instead of worrying, you'll be thrilled about the changes, Virgo. You'll feel like a duck out of water on the 13th. That's when a solar eclipse will put you in a group that utterly confounds you. Not only will you disagree with virtually all their beliefs, but you'll also find their attitudes offensive. Instead of trying to convert everyone to your point of view, pretend you are a spy, listening carefully to their logic while helping you understand what motivates them. Knowing what to say to get members to do your bidding will be helpful. On the 27th, a lunar eclipse will bring an end to a health regime or work assignment. It will feel strange leaving this familiar routine behind. Instead of wading slowly into a new way of life, you'll be forced to adopt these changes immediately. Being forced to think on your feet will be a welcome challenge for you. Instead of overanalyzing your options, you have to make instinctive choices, Virgo. Two eclipses dominate July. Though neither is in your sign, you could be affected by both. The first eclipse is a solar on July 13th, Virgo, and comes just 2 days after Jupiter stations. There is a strong possibility of property developments around this time. You may then find that a legal situation works to your advantage. True, it's possible that not all will be resolved, but for some months yet. You could, though, around the solar eclipse, be given the green light to move forward. Just as interesting is the lunar eclipse on July 27th, which coincides with Mercury station. If in business or dialogue with anyone born under one of the fire signs, Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, this could prove a most interesting time. It may be the balance of power shifts. This may be something you've wanted for some time. True, it might be agreed that terms are temporary and will be reviewed late August or early September. What seems clear, however, is that your approach to financial matters and particularly to long-term investments is set for an overhaul. At worst, a tax matter might require you to apply a different attitude to budgeting. At best, you might find an item that is so compelling you're willing to do whatever to make it yours. And that is your horoscope, Virgo, for the month of July. Libra. Well, Libra, your personal theme is I balance. You're part of the air sign and you're a cardinal sign. Libra is from 23rd of September to October 22nd. And Libra, this is your horoscope for the month of July. Being an instinctive diplomat, you're superb at distracting those who are making unwise decisions and shifting their focus to something less risky. Yet, because there's no stopping the dramatic events triggered by the current series of these three eclipses, two in July and one in August, you're urged to join others in waiting, watching, and learning while observing the resulting surprises. Frequently, these changes will lead to breakthroughs you've been hoping for, but in completely unexpected form. Final decisions, they should wait until late August. A professional offer on the 13th is not as rosy, Libra, as it appears. The solar eclipse will force you to choose between having a rewarding public and professional life. If you take this job, you'll have little opportunity to spend time with friends and family. All your energy will be channeled into pleasing a boss who is on a power trip. You're better off passing up this opportunity and waiting for one that affords a better work-life balance. The lunar eclipse on the 27th marks a turning point in a romantic relationship or creative project. If you're seeing someone special, you could get engaged or married. Are you footloose and fancy-free, then favorable publicity about your work will lead to a series of lucrative commissions. July ends on a high note. Remember this if you're feeling discouraged by a stressful work situation. What seems like a loss now could become a victory later in the year. Now, Libra, these two eclipses this month promise fast-moving developments for all signs. The first eclipse of solar on July 13th comes just 2 days after Jupiter stations in one of the financial zones of your solar chart. It's possible that financial matters will have your full attention. This could include valuations, legacies, or property management. A dramatic shakeup in your financial affairs is entirely possible. Indeed, by the time of the lunar eclipse on the 27th, which coincides with Mercury's station, you could be thinking quite differently about assets and general financial direction. True, much of this might be thrust on you by developments at work, which alter either your tax status or ability to conserve and husband funds. Further and strong possibility is being offered the chance to invest in a service that's only recently got off the ground. It might be wise not to be too hasty about this, as another solar eclipse comes mid-August. Indeed, taking your time and moving cautiously, Libra, and prudently, especially given that your ruling planet Venus will turn retrograde in October, could yet result in an even better deal being offered. Okay, that is your horoscope for July, Libra. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is about 6:32 on the West Coast and about 9:32 on the East Coast. And the phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. Oh, and let me give a break. In the sports, the Rangers are 0 and the Red Sox are 4. On the World Cup, we got to take a break, y'all, from the horoscopes for a minute. On the World Cup, Croatia, beat England 2-1. Hello? Yes, indeed. Okay, now, baseball real quick. At the top of the 8th is Boston 4, Texas 0. At the top of the 7th is New York Yankees 7, Baltimore 0. Top of the 6th, we got Cincinnati with 2, Cleveland 17. Woo! They are running amok over Cincinnati. Okay, bottom of the 4th, we've got Oakland with 6 runs already to Houston 2. Now, here's your final scores in baseball. We've got, San Francisco over Chicago, 5-4. Wait a minute, I think I went a little bit too far. Yeah, Minnesota beat Kansas City 8-5. Ooh, I bet that was a good game. Final, Pittsburgh 2 over Washington 0. Final, Tampa Bay 4 over Detroit 2. And that's your sports announcement. Okay, getting back to the horoscopes. Scorpio, your personal theme is I desire, and you're a water sign and a fixed sign. Scorpio is from October 23rd to November 21st. Scorpio, this is your horoscope for the month of July. You'd rather avoid pointless changes. However, things can't remain as they are. By mid-July, elements of your life will be in major transition, yet you'll be frustrating short of facts. Discuss this with others and be open and more than usual. You'll soon discover you're not alone in struggling. Actually, powerful planetary activity is shaking up the world in everyone's life, Scorpio. As a result, nobody knows what's what. Once you begin talking, however, you'll soon begin exploring your options together with hugely rewarding results. Now, the solar eclipse on the 13th will make you feel like you're out of your depth. If you're asked to do work that is beyond the scope of your knowledge, ask for help. Admitting your ignorance and deferring to those with more experience will earn people's respect. You're in a terrible situation. Nobody blames you for it. The only way you can tarnish your reputation is by pretending to know what you're doing. On the 27th, a lunar eclipse brings unexpected closure to a family problem. You'll breathe a sigh of relief, Scorpio, when care is found for an elderly relative or a new school is discovered for a struggling child. Once this matter is settled, you'll be able to improve your living situation. Finding a new place to live or making some home improvements will give you forward momentum. It will be a relief to resume your personal life. July is dominated by two eclipses. The first, a solar, is in another of the water signs and aligns with Pluto, one of your ruling planets. Given that your other ruling planet, Mars, is retrograde this month, Scorpio, it's quite possible that you will need to dig deep into reserves, most especially after Jupiter stations in your sign on July 10th. Yet your particular star quality will surely shine through, especially during the week beginning Monday, July 23rd. This impact this has on your financial affairs will likely be great. It might help to know that the period around the last quarter on July 6th shows particular promise for purchase of bargains. It's likely, too, that over the weekend of the 21st and the 22nd, you'll make again. Investments made before the end of the month could yield particularly reward before early November. And that is your horoscope for July, Scorpio. Sagittarius. Well, Sagittarius, your theme is I see, and you are also a fire sign. Sagittarius is from November 22nd to December 21st. This is your horoscope, Sagittarius, for the month of July. By no means are you a control freak. Yet, when faced with far-reaching changes in July and August, you want to know why and what's behind them. Between these three powerful eclipses and dramatic planetary activity, it's not about anybody's decision, but rather a tide of events. Some will intrigue you, but many are annoying, yet break up old patterns for you and others. The only real challenge is being patient until late August, when at long last, the results will be clear, Sagittarius. A powerful physical attraction will create financial strain on the 13th. The solar eclipse will make you restless. Resist the temptation to buy someone's affection. It's also important to stay true to your moral code. Trying to impress somebody by assuming a cavalier attitude will cause problems later. You shouldn't have to put on an act to win a person's heart. The lunar eclipse on the 27th will cause someone to render their final decision. Once you get the news, you'll be able to move forward with a plan of action. Starting a blog, posting a video, or launching a promotional campaign is strongly advised. You have an original way of expressing yourself. This attracts a wide audience. People are looking for a public speaker with a fresh approach. You're not afraid to defy expectations and send shockwaves through the audience. Soon everybody will be buzzing about the zany new social media superstar. July is dominated by two eclipses, Sagittarius. Though neither is in your sign, it's probable that those around you will be affected, that this will require you to review your financial position. Your ruling planet Jupiter is stationed slightly ahead of the solar eclipse on the 13th, and it may be that you tune into possibilities ahead of others. Valuations could be central to discussions mid-month. These may be property-related. It's possible, too, that tax, pensions, and long-term saving plans will require review now. With so much attention being given to safety, the Sagittarius' natural ability to focus on potential might at times be submerged. This may be particularly true after Mercury arrives at its retrograde station on Thursday, the 26th. Note that eclipses tend to mark both endings and beginnings. While you may not be particularly good at closing things down, there's little doubt that Sagittarius is good at moving forward. After next month's solar eclipse and another of the fire signs, Leo, you could be well on your way to the next stage in your financial life journey. And that is your horoscope, Sagittarius, for the month of July. Capricorn. Well, Capricorn, your personal theme is I use. Capricorn, you are an earth sign like Taurus and Virgo, and you are a cardinal sign. Capricorn is from December 22nd to January 19th. Capricorn, this is your horoscope for July. For ages, you've been dealing with several tricky situations, some simple, others complex, but all are taking ages to resolve. While late June's Capricorn full moon brings both facts and feelings to a head, with changes continuing during July, nothing remains settled. Frustration as this is, only once you are able to assess events in retrospect, probably not until late August, will it be clear how much you'll benefit from these twists and turns and between now and then. Learn from what each day brings you. On the 13th, Capricorn, a solar eclipse will prompt you to pay more attention to a close relationship. Expecting your best friend, a romantic partner, or someone you work with to follow orders will create deep resentment. Be more attentive. Stop insisting on taking the lead. By playing the part of a helpful assistant, you'll pave the way for a happier, healthier union. If you've been in a committed relationship that no longer works, it may be time to part ways. This breakup will be painful but cathartic. A source of income will come to an end on the 27th due to a lunar eclipse. Once this job finishes, you'll be able to land a bigger and better opportunity, Capricorn. Don't be afraid to apply for a position in the high-tech industry. Alternatively, you could find work involving air travel, broadcasting, or lab research. You'll face some stiff competition for the spot, but don't worry. Your application will stand out from the crowd. The solar eclipse mid-month is in your opposite sign of Cancer. This is a complicated eclipse in that Pluto will lie directly opposite and in your sign. It's probable that this marks a major turning point for 2018. It's true that eclipses don't have to act on the day themselves. Indeed, it could be roughly 90 days before you feel the full effect. A strong possibility is that developments in a partner's life will require that you dig deep into reserves. That, of course, is what reserves are there for, right? It might be wise, however, especially the first 10 days of July, to double-check that those reserves are working hard. Around July 10th, it might be possible to move these to get better return. Difficult decisions might need to be taken in the very last days of July, though to some extent these may have been planned and spoken about for some time. You could nevertheless conclude July feeling that far more has gone out than has come in and that it will be necessary by September to put a new budget in place. And that is your horoscope for the month of July, Capricorn. Aquarius. Well, Aquarius, your personal theme is, I know. And you're an air sign, too, like Gemini. And you're a fixed sign. Aquarius is from January 20th to February 18th. And Aquarius, this is your horoscope for July. The past few months have been equally exciting and unsettling. Actually, your priority is to learn what's what, so you can organize future plans. Actually, those will wait until after July's twists and turns and even more the powerful Aquarius eclipse full moon on the 27th of July. After that, you'll know both where recent events are taking you and what's next. Even then, regard what you decide and more of an experiment than a single lasting plan that will give you space to explore what arises. Now, a health regime will get off to a rocky start due to a stressful solar eclipse on the 13th. A new medication could make you feel queasy. An exercise program, Aquarius, could result in a sprain or strain. If a doctor's suggestions are wrecking havoc, let them know. They might propose an alternative treatment. Are you unhappy with the level of attention you're receiving? Get a second opinion. It's important to work with a health professional whom you respect. The lunar eclipse on the 27th puts you in the spotlight. Breaking off a relationship will put you in line for a much better arrangement. You're no longer willing to compromise with pushy people professionally. Going solo will allow you to turn a good idea into a great one. Take this opportunity to start a business, change your lifestyle, or alter your appearance. When one door closes, Aquarius, another will open. The lunar eclipse on July 27th in your sign, Aquarius, comes within hours of Mercury's station in your opposite sign. given that the moon has rulership over the heart and Mercury over the head, it's probable that your head and heart will be moving in an entirely different direction. From the financial perspective, this is probably not good news. An expensive error could be made. A heads up about this will occur around the solar eclipse on July 13. That event comes just after Jupiter's station at the very apex of your solar chart. Though you may be driven to spread your wings to a certain extent, live dangerously, it would be wise to apply caution and certainly over the weekend of the 14th and the 15th, determine exactly what you can and cannot afford. Financial banana skins lie in wait, especially around Tuesday the 24th. It would be wrong to assume that July would be full of nothing but negative financial news. Opportunities to gain or at least steady the financial boat come over the weekend beginning with Friday, July 20th. This said, it would be wise to apply as much caution as possible around the lunar eclipse on the 27th, and where property matters are concerned, take as much advice as possible, Aquarius. Aquarius, that is your horoscope for July. Now, last but not least, Pisces. Pisces, your theme is I believe. Pisces is a water sign. Pisces is from February 19th to March 20th. And, oh, yeah, we're doing fine. Okay, so Pisces from February 19th to March 20th. Pisces, this is your horoscope for July. Watching others struggle with difficulties is never easy for you. However, during July, you'll swiftly realize that you're facing exactly the same challenges as others. But because your trusting instincts that say this disarray is about timely change, you're actually enjoying the process. Discuss this conscious that not everybody will understand. If so, back off for the moment. Busy yourself exploring unfolding events, possibly on your own. While things won't come together until late August, Pisces full moon, by then you'll be sure what's next. News of an engagement or marriage or pregnancy, Pisces, will come as a shock on the 13th. Ooh, that's when a solar eclipse turns your world upside down. Your whole life is going to change. This change will make you resentful. In some ways, you'll feel like you've lost your best friend. Instead of letting your hurt feelings simmer, find an outlet for them. Working on a creative project or joining a club will be a welcome distraction in mid-July. The lunar eclipse on the 27th brings an end to a period of deception. Once you discover someone's true character, you'll be able to make a better decision. Someone who has been trying to convert you to their belief system should be told to back off. You're very respectful when discussing spiritual matters, but don't like it when you're pressured to change your convictions. If this pest continues with their sales pitch, break off the relationship or file a complaint, Pisces. Now, July is dominated by two important eclipses, Pisces. The first on July 13th is in another of the water signs, but is part of a planetary picture involving Pluto. There's high probability that between this date and the lunar eclipse on July 27th, that market turbulence will occur. The probability on the 13th or the 27th, the market turbulence will occur. For those seeking to trade, it would be wise only to do so under the guidance of an experienced trader. Though Pisces instincts are likely to be good, you don't want to fall foul by not understanding the rules of the now very technically oriented game. Of course, all signs will be affected by these eclipses, which themselves often mark both endings and beginnings. Yet there is another solar eclipse to come in August, and it may be that this summer will be full of unexpected twists and turns. Financially, you could be destabilized by matters far beyond your control. It may be that new rules regarding either taxation or interest rates make it hard to balance accounts. All this said, through this period, you can make some extremely wise buys. In particular, after Jupiter stations in another of the water signs on July 11th, you could tune in to either recycling or turning no longer love items into cash, Pisces, especially you ones that are hoarders. In this, you may be particularly successful both over the weekend of the 14th and the 15th. Get out there and yard sale. And the weekend of the 28th and the 29th, Pisces. Get out there and yard sale. And Pisces, that is your horoscope for July. Okay, so we got now. Let me go back. As far as sports, the Rangers finally got a home run. So the Rangers are 1, and the Red Sox are still 4. Okay, you know I got to let you guys know what's going on, right? Okay, we're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back. So don't go anywhere, because you know we still got more stuff to discuss about these eclipses. It's summer time!
Time to pop that top. And fellas, I know you're ready to ride. We went crazy, cooped up all winter long. And school is out, so let's get it on. Flip-flop tape with some white sand. I know the perfect spot. Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool. Come on.
astrology, this is the seventh month, of course, which is July. Since the double vibration energy will be on each day of this month, you will feel the intensity. Now listen, also will be a month of truth. If someone is coming from a place of deception, it will be revealed to you. Since we are dealing with the 7 and the world number 11 or 2 energy, your intuition will be at its peak. It won't be hard for you to see things more clearly in a way that you have not been able so far this year. I see this as a gift, so if you take full advantage of it by month's end, you will feel much better and have more awareness of what matters most to you. Whatever you do, be sure to take advantage of all that the seventh month has to offer. Now, I also want to put this in. If you are feeling depressed right now, please get the help you need. If you're feeling suicidal, call a suicide hotline immediately. Taking your life is not the answer. I firmly believe our time on earth is a spiritual journey and that we are here to make a difference in our lives and the lives of those around us. We have a purpose. Taking your life will never be the solution. I have spiritual teachers in my life that I admire, and many of them believe that if you take your life, you basically have to come back and start where you left off. In other words, you don't get out of this life class early. There is work to be done here, and right now, if you are in a relationship where you are miserable or you hate your job, if these things are making you feel remotely suicidal, leave them. You deserve so much better. Okay, and this is my last about for the month of July. This July is a month this year with so much going on in the sky and astrology, we have to stop and think. Oh, my goodness. Stop, think, and then speak. Beside two eclipses, one just happens to be on Friday the 13th, the second on the full moon. That is enough to make you throw up your hands and holler. But then we have Mercury retrograde beginning July 26th to August 19th. Like, damn, 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 Gina. In other words, number one, mind your business. Number two, speak when spoken to or shut your mouth. Three, pray daily for yourself and others. Number four, remember, tomorrow is not promised. Number five, accept responsibility for all your actions, okay? And number six, the last one, expect the unexpected all month. You heard? I'm telling you, that's what time it is. All right, y'all, we're going to close this on out and get on down the road. And I want you to be sure and come in on Friday because I'm having fun. Friday, I'm putting my clown shoes on, y'all. I ain't did that in a while. It's been a while since I did my little comedy thing. So you got to tune in on Friday Traffic Jams. It comes on at 6 o'clock on Friday. So tune in, whether by phone, tablet, podcast, whatever. But tune in because, like I said, I'm going to have my clown shoes on, and the music is going to be off the chain. This is DJ's Choice this week, so I'm doing my thing. So tune in to find out. And thank you for joining me today around the world in the chat room or on the phone. It is my pleasure and my honor to bring you information. And I hope that you enjoyed the show today. And if no one has told you they love you, well, I do. Have a good one, y'all.